Hello, good evening. This is Lynn here, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I just finished, was really my first day at the 2012 AGO National Convention. Since I got here too late on Sunday, about 11 o'clock local time, 11 o'clock p.m. local time, that is, I missed the opening festival worship. I saw the order of worship. It looked like it was a wonderful service. And I hear that the person who delivered the sermon did a wonderful job. I'm sorry I missed it. Anyway, today was a very full day. If you are Facebook friends with me, then you will notice a photo album that I started for the AGO convention pictures. I'll probably also cross-post those to the Durham Chapel Hill AGO page as well. That probably won't happen until I get back home because I don't have internet access in my room, and I'm pretty sure that I will be too tired by the time the program day ends to drag my laptop all the way down to the lobby just to use the free internet down there. Anyway, this is what I did today. Started off by attending a really wonderful workshop called Inspired Service Playing Lead-ins and Links. And the workshop leader, I don't remember her name offhand, I could look that up, but she was really, really effective and gave me a lot of really good ideas on stuff that I could try. I'm really eager to go find an organ. Well, actually, probably will wait till I get back home. That's it. Joyce Shoup Cole did a really wonderful job in leading that workshop. And then right after that, after running into David Arcus and having a little chat with him, I attended a Renaissance motet for smaller church choirs, which was led by Jane Sharding Smedley. That I found really, really useful, and I'll probably end up getting a lot of the music that was discussed during this reading session, because I think a lot of it is really, really appropriate for my choir. I mean, I have a small choir. They're all strong readers, so I know they would be capable of doing this music. And then after that, considering that I will be tasked with improving the Durham Chapel Hill AGO's web presence, in other words, getting a more functional website, I went to the Taking Your Chapter into the Digital Age workshop. It was co-led by three people. I don't recall their names offhand, but they gave a lot of useful information. To be honest with you, it was a lot of information that I already knew, thanks to hanging out with the SQPN community and just pretty much absorbing, I guess, secondhand, all the stuff that people like Father Roderick and Cliff Ravenscraft and, you know, all those guys were absorbing from Blog World 2012. And of course, a lot of what these people discussed in that workshop, I heard a lot of very similar themes. Let's see, there was a bunch of afternoon concerts. I was supposed to have gone with Group A, but silly me completely missed the fact that buses were to leave from the convention center at 12:30. So I come trudging in at about 20 minutes to 2. And the organizers are looking at me saying, well, didn't you read the program? Buses left at 12:30. So I thought, okay, now what? I decided I'll just pretend the little letter on my name badge reads B and attend the concerts with the B group, since the first venue was within walking distance. So really quickly, Cherry Rhodes, Tom Trenny, and a really wonderful choral service of evening prayer. I will eventually post these things on my blog, which will have to wait until I get back home. This time I will do it. The evening concert, also wonderful, Thomas Trotter at the Skemmerhorn Symphony Center. Wonderful concert. I need to close this recording now since I'm running out of time. So, thanks for listening. I will be back tomorrow. Good night and God bless.